Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Fia.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. If you can give me a few more nights like last night, you will be my bestest friend in the world.
That was pretty nice.
Didn't have a whole lot of time to spend outside. Had some other things to take care of, but, oh, boy, threw a few things on the grill last night, and usually I'll throw it on the grill and then wander back inside for a little bit, and yeah, it really wasn't worth it last night. It was just nice just to hang around outside on the deck and just enjoy the weather. Mm-hmm. Very comfortable last night. Thank you, Lord. We'll have some more of that, please. Brett's in with us this morning as we get going today. He'd like to tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. He'll help you make your inside comfortable, too.
You bet. Yeah, you did a good lead-in on that one this morning.
I try.
With all seasons, indoor air quality becomes a real concern in our tightly built homes. Allergies can make your life miserable, and most homes really need help in purifying the air and keeping it from circulating all the bad air. Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries a product called Lennox Pure Air. This unit couples the effectiveness of an electronic air cleaner, the ability of an ultraviolet light, and the cleanliness of a high-efficiency filter media. It will do the best job of any product on the market today in eliminating pollens, mildew, molds, and controlling dust particles in your home. Stop in today to get more information on this great new product or give us a call and we'll come out and give you a free in-home estimate for the installation of this Pure Air. Camblin Plumbing and Heating, your comfort specialist, in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 712-755-3286.
Excellent. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Well, I was looking and reading through an article here yesterday that was written by Greg Wallace on the Iowa State University Extension website, and it caught my eye because, well, it's something that we've been involved with here for, well, since it started. SOFA, the SOFA program, which is Speak Out for Agriculture, is 20 years old. That means I'm getting grayer by the moment. I was part of that original organizing committee when that was first put together 20 years ago, and I remember sitting there, and we kind of had this, when I say we, I mean Rich and Deb Hall had this wonderful idea. Deb was the Adair County Extension Director at the time, and Rich was the Cass County Extension Director, and they were talking about this idea to put together some, well, things for kids to do that would kind of take them out of just the normal that they could learn from their usual experiences locally in agriculture through FFA and 4-H programs and things like that. And they wanted to put together something that involved something, well, it was a little more involved, I guess. They wanted to put together something that got the kids on the road, chance to visit with professionals. The whole thought behind it originally, as I recall, my memory's fading a bit, but as I recall from that time, the thought was is that, you know, agriculture really is more than just crops and animals. There's a lot involved. There are a lot of other things that fold into that, too, associated businesses and what have you. A lot of opportunities for youngsters who might really enjoy agriculture because maybe they grew up around it, but don't necessarily want to be a hands-on farmer. Maybe they want to be involved in some other way. And so we sat and had several discussions about how to put a lot of these types of things together. And when I say we, I mostly mean they. I was involved, but I didn't do a lot of the groundwork. A lot of other folks were working on that. But they put together a really neat little visit back then that we thought was kind of fun. They put together a trip to Des Moines to visit the Des Moines Register. They went to Iowa Public Television and then also stopped at an advertising agency to see a little bit about what has gone on. And we thought that was pretty cool to be able to get the kids down the road a little bit. Well, over 20 years, they've gone a little further down the road. A lot further down the road, actually. Now, reading the article by Mr. Wallace, it says that they have also visited places like Illinois, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and South Dakota, visiting a number of different ag-related businesses along the way. This year's trip just finished up. This year they went on a trip over to Chicago and back and visited several places in between, but there were 48 students involved in this year's trip. It was a 3-day visit to Chicago and the surrounding area, so it was a little bit more involved than that very first trip to Des Moines for a day and back again. But each of the youngsters this year paid $50 for the opportunity, which is pretty inexpensive when you consider it's a 3-day trip with overnight stays. But also, most of the costs, they say about 75% of the costs for the program are paid for by donations from a lot of different sponsors. I know we've been involved in it from that angle, too, for well ever since it got started in that first time around. So it was a pretty neat opportunity for these youngsters to be able to experience a lot. Now, this article is quite lengthy. If you want to look that up and read it a little bit about it yourself, you can certainly do that. But this year, they started out heading on to the east, and they made a visit to the Kinsey Innovation Center in Williamsburg, where they were able to see the latest in precision agriculture innovations in Kinsey's visitor center. And after that, they stopped at a lock and dam on the Illinois River near Ottawa, Illinois, where the group also received a visit from an ADM official who explained how grain is produced and exported through river channels from Illinois to China. And the group then went on to Chicago, and when they were in Chicago, they were able to tour the Chicago Board of Trade and the Chicago Federal Reserve, observing how money affected futures trading. Bet they saw some big stacks of cash when they were there, too. That would have got most of us excited. They also had a time for a service trip to the McCormick Tribune YMCA, where they educated some inner-city children about agriculture through games and presentations aimed at various age groups. Now, that has to be quite an eye-opener in itself. You take a rural kid off the farm and throw him into an inner-city situation and ask them simple questions about agriculture. You know, 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to get those simple answers that we kind of laugh about. Where does your food come from? The grocery store. You know, stuff like that. Where does your milk come from? A plastic jug. You know, I mean, those are the answers you're probably going to get. That's probably all they know about the food that they consume. So I'm sure they got quite a little bit of an education there, too. And probably the rural youngsters from here got a bit of an education on what it's like elsewhere also. Now, also, they were able to the next day visit the Joliet Junior College and explore programs in animal science and horticulture. And then they visited a livestock operation and also stopped at the Grand Vale Farm outside Dunlap, Illinois, which is the home of agricultural photojournalist Aaron Enley. So they had a chance to see a lot of those types of things as well. They said that this year's trip was the biggest and probably the best for a program that really started quite simply as youngsters had a chance to just kind of experience some things outside maybe their normal comfort zone. Students are eligible to go on their first SOFA trip after their 7th grade year, and a number of them will continue all the way through high school graduation. So they could go on as many as 6 trips during that time, and many of them have pretty much maxed it out too. And some of those students have also gone on and found jobs in the agriculture industry as well after they've finished up through here. Some of them, some of the early ones that participated, have also gone on to not just take jobs in agriculture, whether it be on the farm or some associated industry, but some of them have also jumped into leadership roles as well. When you start to think of some of those agricultural boards and committees and things that they can serve on to help serve as advisors and help to lead in other ways as well. So it's been, I guess the program has been successful in that way. Of course, when you think about it, some of those early youngsters who have had an opportunity, you know, if they went as a senior in high school after their senior year 20 years ago, those youngsters are getting on 40 years old now. So they're not quite youngsters anymore. They are indeed in the middle of their productive years, and they are going to help to lead so many other young people as well. So hopefully they got a lot from that that they can help and take with them along the way. And it's kind of neat when you have some really rather simple ideas that get rummied around a little bit, and then you see them built over the years. And congratulations to a lot of those folks that have had so much to do with that program. As I said, I've kind of followed it from a bit of a distance because I was a little bit involved in it when it started, so I had an interest in it, and we've continued to sponsor for the years. But it's been a lot of fun to watch that as it's continued to move forward. And while, you know, some of those folks who were involved in helping to set it up initially are no longer as involved as they had been, some still are, like Kathy Rohrig, for example, with the Adair County Extension. She's been involved in that and everything else that goes on in Adair County Extension really since the beginning. So a lot of kudos to those folks for giving those kids an opportunity and an experience that they probably would not be able to have otherwise. So I hope they've picked up a lot of great information about that over the years, and they can bring all that information back home to the farm maybe to help us out and advance forward. I want to turn things back over to Brett so he can tell you a little bit more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Being cool comes easy for us here at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. All our technicians are trained to help you be one of the cool ones also. With all our training, you can rely on Camblin Plumbing and Heating to help you out just about any time to get your air conditioner putting out that great cold air again. If your air conditioner is beyond repair, we carry the leading name in units, Lennox, to offer you options for a new unit and can usually have it installed within 3 or 4 days. We know that you need this air conditioning, and we put a very high priority on your call for help. Come to trust in Camblin Plumbing and Heating and see why so many of your neighbors already call us. Call us in Atlantic at 243-1512 and in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Henry Ward Beecher. There are more quarrels smothered by just shutting your mouth and holding it shut than by all the wisdom in the world.
Oh, that's so difficult, though. Especially when they're wrong.
Yeah, I think it's called bite your tongue.
That's right. Well, thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Something to think about. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.